Tonight in Los Angeles, the hometown Lakers and Philadelphia 76ers begin a best-of-seven series to decide the championship of the National Basketball Association. The Lakers have won 19 games in a row and are heavy favorites to win a second straight NBA title. Still, the 76ers have become the NBA story of the year. Philadelphia is in its first final since 1983, mainly because a player, a coach, and an owner resolved a huge dispute and proved that team harmony is not just a tired cliché. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was the most significant moment of this NBA season, and there wasn't a basketball in sight. It was simply two men hugging. Last month, Allen Iverson of the Philadelphia 76ers won the league's Most Valuable Player award, and there, sitting in his lap, arms wrapped around Iverson, was his coach, Larry Brown. Iverson's tattooed arms hugged back, a huge grin spread across his face. And what an odd love story this was. A 60-year-old white coach, a traditionalist, part teacher, part disciplinarian, and a 25-year-old street-tough black player, an individualist who dazzled when the game started, but chafed at things like practice and team rules. To NBA old-timers, Iverson was public enemy number one, the head punk in the league's growing gang of young misfits. For those who like greater meaning, last month's embrace between Brown and Iverson was a hopeful metaphor for the league's generations and cultures coming together. At the very least, it was two men crossing a chasm of hostility and miscommunication.
How big was the gap? Does the Grand Canyon sound familiar? No, it was ugly. Last summer was an ugly time.
Last summer, says 76ers team president Pat Croce, Larry Brown had had enough of Allen Iverson.
You know, he was late, he wasn't strength training, he would give the coach back lip, and it was an ugly situation at the time. It was scary for me because I love Allen, and I didn't want to see him traded, but I couldn't defend him anymore. And I went down and visited with Allen and told him that he was going to be traded. We talk about a family, a Sixers family, but you don't really trade a member of your family, but here in this instance, we were trading him.
While Iverson couldn't cut through his hostility toward Brown, he could listen to Croce. Not your ordinary team executive, Croce wears a goatee and has tattoos of his own. He is an absolutely positive person. One article recounts how Croce actually cheered up an emergency room doctor as the grim-faced physician worked on Croce's mangled leg after he'd crashed his motorcycle. Croce was the 76ers' trainer for 10 years, and he believes that experience helps him relate to guys like Iverson.
Before a game, I'll be in the training room because that's where I feel comfortable with. So I can talk to every player as they're getting taped up. And it's pretty cool.
Understanding the player's perspective, but also defending the coach's need for authority and rules, Croce was the perfect go-between for Iverson and Brown. He brought them together for some tense face-to-face discussions. Meanwhile, the trade fell through. The combination of talking and almost being sent away from a city and a team he loved seemed to do the trick for Allen Iverson.
This year, I really concentrated on just being a professional, trying to be the first one to practice, last one to leave. You know, just trying to set a good example for my teammates to make it easier for those guys to follow me.
Brown compromised as well. Pat Croce was able to convey to Brown that the authoritarian way he was acting toward his star player was alienating Iverson. So, Croce says, Brown changed.
I know Coach Brown has given Allen a long leash. He's allowed Allen to be the star on the court and circled him with players conducive to Allen's play. He's allowed Allen to wear what he wants to wear. He's allowed Allen to be Allen Iverson.
And he's reaped the rewards. Larry Brown was named Coach of the Year and has gotten to the finals for the first time in 18 years as an NBA head coach.
I wanted to coach because I wanted guys to play the right way and set a good example because I like this profession so much. And that's what my team's done. And by bringing me along with them, it's been one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had.
Peace and happiness aren't just part of the Philadelphia story. The Lakers were being ripped apart during the regular season by the sniping between superstars Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. But with some deft intervention by LA head coach Phil Jackson, the two forged their own love story. And wouldn't you know it, the Lakers are trying to become the first team in history to go undefeated in the playoffs. So as these smiley face finals begin, it's interesting to note how far the NBA has come in a season. At the beginning, we kept hearing how it was in trouble, a league defined by selfish and undisciplined players. Now the two best teams are models of selflessness and unity. Imagine that, just like sports are supposed to be. Tom Goldman, NPR News.